power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Everlasting Father, King of the Lord, we thank you. Ancient of this, we exalt your holy name. We thank you, Father, for your goodness of our life. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. We thank you for another grace which you have given unto us again to learn at your feet. We say, blessed be your holy name. Lord Jesus, once again we have come to learn at your feet, O Lord. Teach us by yourself. Amen. You are the very present help in time of need. Through your word today, Jesus, the words that the life of everyone listening needs right now, Ancient of Days, let it come forth to them in Jesus' name. Amen. We don't just want to be hearer alone, but doer. Father, the grace to do and not just to hear, give it unto everyone right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus, the grace, the spirit to bring your word to fulfillment by doing those things required comes upon everyone listening right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray this word of God that will be shared right now will produce massive testimonies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. This word will generate massive testimonies. I pray under the shower of this word of God, the blind will see. Amen. The deaf will hear. The sick will be made whole. The captives will be set free. And so shall it be. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. We give thanks to God for another grace He has given to us again. To be at His feet, to learn, to hear His word again. To His name only be all the praise and all the glory. He is the Word Himself, and today He will be feeding us by His word. The voices from Zion that we are going to be looking at today is titled, Doing Such Things That Set You Up for Blessing. Doing such things that set you up for blessings. As you listen, may you be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank God for another heavenly download to upload your destiny with heavenly packages. This month, good things will be installed into your life in Jesus' name. I said good things will be installed in your life in Jesus' name. God will reinstall every good thing that the enemy has uninstalled in your life. Anything that is not in place for your good and glory, God will restore them right now in Jesus' name. I pray this month, your long-awaited miracle will reach you. Your long-awaited testimony will reach your hand in the name of Jesus. It is good to know that there is no lifetime challenges. Yeah. There is no lifetime what? Challenges. No long-lasting problem. Because every problem is for a moment. Every problem is for a moment. There is no lifetime challenges. There is no long-lasting problem. The book of 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17 says, For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. But people's ignorance kept them in bondage for too long. People ignorance kept them in what? in bondage for too long. You know, the book of James 2, verse 20. What does it say? James 2, verse 20. It gave us a word that we need to look at and uphold. James 2, verse 20 says, "But with thou know, O vain man, that faith without work is dead." But with thou know, O vain man, that faith without work is dead. Don't forget the word of God, the voices from Zion we are looking at, is titled "Doing Such Things That Set You Up for Blessings." Doing such things that set you up for blessings. Now, that book of James 2:20 that we looked at gave us one of those vital keys that we need to uphold, that we need to work with, that we need to hold our fast. What is that key? Faith. Faith. Now, let's look at work of faith. Work of faith. Now, faith is a journey with the invisible God to bring down solution to a particular problem. Faith is what? A journey with the invisible God to bring down solution to a particular problem. Faith is doing the right thing concerning an issue until you get the right result. Doing the right thing, please take note of that. Not just doing any old thing. Not just doing what others are doing. Not just following the masses. Not just following the crowd. But what? Doing the right thing concerning an issue until you get the right result. Faith is doing the right thing concerning an issue until you get the right result. Faith is obeying God, following Him every step concerning a thing. Faith is obeying God, following Him every step concerning a thing. There are times that expectation of a man may not get met, though such individuals might have engaged a lot of means to get his or her expectation met. But it appears that every effort yields no expected output. That doesn't mean that we should now dip our hands into things that does not glorify God. Because of what? God will never share His glory with any man. So we need our faith. Inasmuch we know that what we are doing is the right thing. What we are doing is the right thing according to God's plan, according to God's mind. Then keep at it. Continue. Now Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Substance of things hoped for. Every farmer knows that whenever you sow a seed, you cannot harvest that seed the same moment. Am I correct? Once you sow a seed, no, one of the most quickest seed that anyone, if it's been sown, within some few days, you start seeing its output. I think it's vegetable seeds. Once they planted, but you cannot harvest that as fast as it was. I'm not sure it is possible for you to sow a seed, plant a seed, and that same moment, you still harvest the seed. If that happens, don't be deceived. It was the seed you planted that you still harvest. It's not the fruit of that seed. Now, there are some seed that it takes years for it to grow up. It takes years for you to start harvesting the seed of that tree. You cannot plant mango and you want to harvest the mango in a week. So there are some times that our expectations in God to God is like a seed planted that requires a longer period for it to be manifested. Don't forget, that book of Hebrews says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You believe that I have sown this seed, I have planted this seed, I believe in God that my expectation shall not be cut short. My expectation shall not be cut off. I believe God. Every farmer has the expectation that once I plant this seed, this corn seed, or this cassava, or once I plant this seed, in so-so-so-and-so time, in so-so-so-and-so period, I will gather the harvest. That is their expectation. By faith, they plant the seed. By faith, they believe. And during their expected time, the harvest will come. But do you know that there are times that farmers call that season unfruitful season? Yes or no? Because the number of harvests they are expecting, or the harvest they are aiming at, never come true. And there are times that farmers will call a season most fruitful season. Am I correct? Most fruitful season. Because once the harvest yield, it brings forth results beyond their expectation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doing such things that set you up for blessings. Doing such things that set you up for blessings. We have to understand that it is doing faith that answers. It is what? Doing faith that answers, not confessing faith. We have to understand that it is doing faith that answers, not confessing faith. I believe I cannot be poor. I believe I cannot be poor. But you never go out to work. You are confessing faith. And I will say, faith without work is what? Dead. If you cannot be poor, then you need to do those things that will not make you get poor. Confession is important, but you have to take step. We call it step of faith. Step of faith. But professing faith works powerfully. Now, doing faith is powerful. Confessing faith is also powerful. But you must not just stand or sit down confessing and not doing. Now, if you believe what you are confessing, if you believe what you are professing, then live it also. Live your life according to it. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You believe that Jesus can heal the sick. You believe that Jesus can raise the dead. Then don't doubt it. If ye believe, what I do, shall ye do also. Jesus, believe it. I pray in the name of Jesus, anyone that has been afflicted with the bondage of sickness, right now, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. I am saying this by faith because Jesus Christ said, if ye believe in me, what I do shall ye do also. And greater works than this shall ye do. I pray in the name of Jesus, that dead business come back to life. That long time sickness that have been afflicting your generation, I declare your freedom from it right now in Jesus' name. That's faith. That's what? That's faith. I believe your testimony has come. Now, what are the works of faith that the scripture has commanded? What are the works of faith that the scripture has commanded? Number one, fellowship. Say fellowship. The book of Hebrews 10 verse 25 says, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. Let no problem take you far from church services. Let no problem take you far from church services. Don't let the devil rob you. Don't let the devil steal that from you. Fellowship is crucial to our destiny, because in fellowship with other saints, we are refined. We are what? In fellowshipping with other brethren, we are refined. Don't forget, iron sharpeneth iron. You cannot sharpen an iron with a wood. One will go for one. So, fellowshipping with other brethren, fellowshipping with other Christians, is what will brighten up your faith. Is what will sharpen up your faith. Because when you are down, when you are saying it's a casting down, the faith of other brethren will say, we lift you up. When you are down, because you are fellowshipping with other presence, the faith of other brethren will lift you up. So don't joke with fellowship. Don't joke with fellowship. Angels and other invisible heavenly forces attend to us in fellowship. Angels and other invisible heavenly forces attend to us in fellowship. Bible says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Psalm 84 verse 7. They go from strength. That is when we gather together. Fellowship is God's storehouse of spiritual blessings. What's fellowship? Fellowship is God's storehouse of spiritual blessings. So, whenever you attend church services, expect something great to happen to you. Whenever we attend church services, we need to expect something great to happen to you. Don't just attend casually. Don't just attend because if you did not go, they will do follow up and they will be asking you, we didn't see you yesterday. We didn't see church today. What happened? Don't just attend casually. Attend church services with expectation, because there is always a catch up moment in Zion. When you attend church services with expectation, something will happen to you. Because at every church services, when you are there wholeheartedly, when you attend wholeheartedly, there is always a kairos moment, a catch-up moment. Because you are there with expectation, God will just use either the pastor or the preacher or the chorister. God will just use, it can even be someone who greets you. Like, you are blessed. Every since morning, you have been looking up to God. Where will I get this? Someone just, hey, my brother, welcome, welcome. You are blessed in Jesus' name. That you are blessed in Jesus' name can be your catch-up moment. Because that person saying you are blessed in Jesus' name may not even know that the angels of God is speaking to him. May not even know that Jesus has said amen to what he said. Because that is your own catch-up moment. But the question is, what if that fellow never attend that gathering? There is always a catch-up moment in Zion. That's why you have to be there early and close late for extra blessings. Don't just go for going sake. Don't go when the service is about to end. No. And don't leave while the service is still ongoing. Why don't you cultivate that habit of getting there early? And if possible, leave there even late when the service is done. And if you can't do that, wait till the service ends. Get early and wait till the end. Because of what? You don't know when your catch-up moment is exactly. You don't know. So maybe you get there late and the catch-up moment has even passed. Or maybe you left early and the catch-up moment has not even arrived. So why don't you cultivate the habit of get there early and wait till the end? Cultivate the habit. That is, you have to get there early. It's important. Don't be offended by people. Actions. Don't. Because the devil knows what you are desiring. And the devil knows what can stop you from receiving those things. So, it may even be the person that God wants to use for you, that you will pick offense against. So, don't be offended by people's action. Just imagine, the person that the Holy Spirit wants to move to say you are blessed in Jesus' name. Unknowingly, maybe the person is walking into the gathering and mistakenly stepped on you. And immediately you flared up. Can't you see me? And maybe they were like, hey, I'm sorry, my brother. Maybe that moment when he stepped on you is when God wants to use him for you. But because of how it happens, you flared up. And at that moment, what will have been a blessing to you was stolen from you. So please don't be offended. These are things that you need to start doing that will set you up for blessings. Don't be offended by people's action. Don't be offended by people's reaction. Don't be rebellious. In fellowship or in church, don't be rebellious. Only focus on the Almighty and obey the scripture. Only do what? Focus on the Almighty and do what? Obey the scriptures. It's important. Work of faith. The number one work of faith is what? Fellowship. Fellowship. Number one. Number two, work of faith is giving. Somebody say giving. Giving. Say giving. Giving. This scripture, Psalm 96 verse 8 says, give unto the Lord glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Giving. It means give glory to God. Thank him for what he has done for you and for the perfection of it. Give glory to God. Thank him for what he has done for you. Thank him and for the perfection of it. Don't forget, when we thank him, we just signed up for perfection. When we return thanks to him, we just set ourselves for perfection. We should not be an ingrate. Thank him for what he will do. Don't see money, properties, and professions as rights, but a privilege. Let me take that section again. It seems you don't get it very well. Don't see money or properties or professions as a right, as what you have right to, but see it as a privilege. The money you have, some people are still praying to God about it, to have it. Now, some people have money, but they don't have peace. Now, you have money and you have peace, and you think you have right to it. Some people did not have money, but they have properties. Now, some people have properties, but the property they have, court is still dragging their leg on it. They still have court cases on it. Even though the property belongs to them, they lack peace on that property. I pray in the name of Jesus, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice right now, that the property that belongs to you is being dragged from you. If there's any property that belongs to you, that there is court cases stopping you of being the rightful owner of it, right now, the God of all peace stepped into that case. In the name of Jesus, because we serve the God than ever. So he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. In the name of Jesus, the mighty hand of God, step into that case. And I declare peace into it right now. I declare that case settled. Jesus will help you. Jesus will help you. Jesus will help you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.